For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. State Delegate Ben Klein is Republicans' choice to run for the seat Bob Goodlatte has held for 25 years. Washington and Lee University will keep Lee's name despite renewed controversy over the Confederate general. And we take a look at the opioid crisis in Waynesboro and how it reflects a statewide problem. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, May 21st.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
State Delegate Ben Klein is Republicans' nominee to replace Representative Bob Goodlatte in the 6th District. Klein won the nomination at a convention Saturday at James Madison University that drew more than 2,000 delegates. Klein received 52% of the votes on the first ballot in an 8-person field. His chief competitor, Cynthia Dunbar, moved after the first ballot to nominate Klein by acclamation. For the past 16 years, Klein has represented Rockbridge County, Lexington, and parts of the Shenandoah Valley in the House of Delegates. Klein is a former staffer for Goodlatte, who has represented the 6th District since 1993. Today is the day to register to vote or update your registration before Virginia primaries on June 12th. Voters in most places will be able to choose challengers to congressional incumbents running for re-election. Also, three Republicans are on the ballot for the chance to run against incumbent Democratic Senator Tim Kaine, who is running for re-election after one term. Registrations must be received or postmarked by midnight on Monday. You can also register to vote online. Washington and Lee University will keep its name despite renewed controversy over Confederate General Robert E. Lee. A commission impaneled after deadly protests by white supremacists last year in Charlottesville says the school should keep Lee's name, but the panel recommends converting Lee Chapel into a museum and changing official references to Lee from General Lee to President Lee. The commission also recommends keeping the general's name for its athletic squads. Lee served as president of the university after the Civil War, and the university was renamed to honor Lee after his death in 1870. In addition to disagreement over Medicaid expansion and the state budget, Virginia lawmakers are also grappling with the opioid crisis. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Since 2015, the number of emergency room visits for opioids has increased 25% in Virginia. One of the areas hardest hit is Waynesboro in the Shenandoah Valley. Back in 2015, Waynesboro had 2 ER visits for opioids, but by 2017, it had 26. Jennifer Lewis is a mental health worker for the Community Services Board in Waynesboro and a Democrat running for Congress. She says some of the areas that would benefit the most from expanding Medicaid are also some of the most resistant.
I would bet that a lot of people who are against expanding Medicaid, if these circumstances were impacting their family, they might have a different opinion on that.
Michael Cassidy, the Commonwealth Institute, says expanding Medicaid would provide addiction and recovery treatment services to people who desperately need them.
By expanding coverage under our state Medicaid program as currently being debated by the General Assembly, that would mean more folks would get coverage, and that coverage would give them access to this new and effective program for helping tackle the opioid crisis here in Virginia.
But Senate Republicans are standing against expanding Medicaid. They say the federal government may be paying for it now, but they're concerned expanding health insurance to people who live in poverty or with disabilities would eventually cripple Virginia's finances. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Monday.